Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I mentioned yesterday we want to talk this week about the acid test of discipleship. What does it really mean to be a disciple of Christ? Jesus said in John 13, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." And then I also mentioned a verse in 1 Peter, where Peter admonished us to love one another with unfeigned love, without anything that's put on or a pretense, and that we're to love one another with a pure heart, fervently. So how does that get lived out? What does that look like in everyday living? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 13. We call that the love chapter in the Bible. And see if we can put some shoes on these words, how we walk these things out in everyday living. Verse 1, 1 Corinthians 13. "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake like a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity." And that's the end of the chapter there. I'm going to think about charity in this chapter as love. And I know that there are a number of meanings for the word love in the English language. The Greek actually used five words to differentiate between various kinds of love. For example, we might say, "I love chocolate cake." And in the next breath, you might say, "I love my wife." Well, I sure hope you love your wife more than you love chocolate cake. And I know we know that. We know what we mean. But you see, I'm saying the English language uses one word when we use it in a different sense, in a different meaning. Perhaps it would be more appropriate to say, "I like chocolate cake." But we do say that. We know what we mean. But for the sake of clarification, I just wanted to point that out. So we're talking here about charity, love, the love that God has taught us and wants to teach us. And as we look at these verses here, we want to think about that, about loving as God wants us to love. Again, we're talking about the acid test of discipleship. Jesus said, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." So let's begin here in verse 1. He says here, "Though I speak with the tongues of men or of angels." What if you could speak in a dozen different languages fluently? Now, I have met people who could speak 8 different languages fluently. But what if you could speak a dozen or so languages and speak them fluently? I mean, that is an amazing accomplishment. Or how about if you were a great orator and who could speak eloquent things? And Paul uses the illustration here of speaking with the tongue of an angel. Now, I don't know that I've ever heard an angel speak. But Paul is lifting that up and saying, even though you could speak in many, many, many languages fluently, or if you could speak like an angel, and those things would be a tremendous accomplishment. But Paul says, if you can do that and you don't have charity, if you don't have love, you don't have the love of God in your heart, Paul says you're like a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal or a gong. It's empty. It's worthless. It's meaningless, and it gets old real quickly. He uses another illustration in verse 2. "And though I have the gift of prophecy," what if you could accurately predict events that would take place in the future, and it would actually come to pass, like you said, and when you said it would come to pass? Have you ever met anyone like that? I think we'd sit up and take note, wouldn't we? Well, maybe how about if you understood a vast, vast amount of information and knowledge about many, many different subjects, science, history, and on, and you could answer accurately people's questions and hundreds of questions. That would be something that would be really an outstanding accomplishment. What if you would have enough faith, like Paul says here, that you could remove a mountain? What if you had some large rocks in your field and you had faith and you could pray and those rocks would disappear and you would have been known to do that? That would be amazing. And Paul says, even though if you were able to do those things and have not the love of God in your heart, you're nothing. It's worthless. It doesn't mean anything. It's of no value. I think the Amplified Bible here says you would be considered a worthless nobody. It's quite an amazing truth here, isn't it? Well, our time is about up here for today. We'll come back to this again tomorrow. Learning how to put shoes on these words of loving as Christ has called us to, that we should love one another. God bless your day.